Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Whether you're mean, smart, or nice, guys, if you don't mind, guys, we'll find our way on our own.
That's music. It's not from a play or a movie. It's from a new video game, Stray Gods, the role-playing musical. It's like a completely interactive Broadway show with songs that change based on your choices, and it's out today. Composer Austin Wintory joins us now to discuss. Hey, Austin.
Well, hello there. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, thanks for coming. So I want to start with this video game. It isn't a game about fighting or jumping or any of those usual video game activities. It's about singing Greek gods in a modern city. And you play through these scenes, and after some dialogue, you get treated to a song that changes based on how you, the player, direct the main character, Grace. So let's give our listeners a sense here. Now, Grace, she can be thoughtful.
Hope everyone's having a great night. I guess I'm this evening's sacrifice.
Now, this is the same song and it's the same verse, but Grace can be charming.
You play your show, I'll just go grab a beer. Didn't come here to quarrel with you.
Grace could also be angry.
Testing 1, 2, testing 3. Is this thing on? Are you testing me with your coterie? Ogling expectantly, heads up, wrecking me won't come for free.
Ooh, so there's hours of music along these lines. Austin, I counted 44 tracks, and many of them have at least 3 different versions. What a daunting task for a composer, or was it like blissland for you to do that?
Well, we would joke throughout the entire 5 years that it took to make this,
wow,
where it dawned on us the reason why no one had ever made a game like this was probably because they had taken one look at what it would take to get it off the ground and then said, oh no, that's going to be way too much of a pain. So it was, yes, daunting to say the least. We, you know, obviously nothing gets made alone or in a vacuum. Of course, there's the entire team at the developer Summerfall Games, but I'd be remiss not to mention that I also had the great privilege of working with a few co-songwriters, the folks from a band called Tripod, and also a singer-songwriter, Montaigne. We spent several years writing these songs together, and it wouldn't be anything without each and every one of them.
I mean, several years, that is a huge investment of kind of creative time and energy. Talk us through how you think about, okay, so this is a video game. It's mm-hmm. almost like you get to these points where you can choose the mood, you can choose the kind of personality trait, and then the music has to match that. How did you do that?
Well, part of it is a lot of trial and error, and part of it is that this is sort of a path I was gradually on over the last 20 years in a sense. So I write music for a lot of video games. What we call dynamic or interactive music has been a fixation of mine from the very start, where I always like to say that I'm not so much writing a piece of music as creating a toolkit that lets the player be a co-author in the experience. So it shouldn't be about me sort of ham-fisting them into what I think they ought to feel, but by giving them the latitude to feel however they actually feel. And of course, a musical makes that the point. It makes that the actual story and not just a thing that you're doing through a sort of an underscore that's meant to support a whole other kind of experience.
But writing that music verse by verse, wildly different styles, was there a point where, you know, you said, oh, this is just too much? Or was it kind of the opposite, that you kind of maybe had more, you know, that you wanted to give to each of these styles?
Oh, it was definitely the latter. The game was a constant struggle of fighting just the pragmatic realities of scope, because I always kind of thought of it like improv theater, where you want them to feel like they can do anything. But of course, it's software that they download and using voice actors that have to be pre-recorded. So we can't afford them literally any choice. It's limited to what we can provide. But so the goal, therefore, is to provide as many as possible. But then you end up with these issues of, well, you know, we've already booked 90 recording sessions with the cast. We can't just keep going forever. It's not like we have unlimited budget or unlimited time to work on it. And so there are songs, you know, as one example, you played a little fragment at the beginning of a song that's called I Can Teach You, which is the sort of big first number where the player's character is being taught about her ability to create these musical numbers to kind of tease the truth out of people.
This is the weirdest night I've ever had, and you say I have powers? How could this possibly turn out bad? Am I doing it now?
Brilliant.
That song alone probably has several dozen different ways that it could be played, because it's not a matter of, oh, door number one, door number two, door number three, a different song tumbles out. Every few seconds, we prompt the player to react to what they've just heard. And each of those opens up doors, and behind each of those are different doors. So it's like this fractal spider web. And some of the songs, there's one subsequent to this that's called Challenging a Queen that you could probably play it 1,000 ways and each time do something a little differently and hear things that you didn't hear, or hear things in succession that you didn't hear before.
Back off, little girl.
We're young, you're old, we live,
you're asking for trouble. Me, so look and then see how this ends. How this always ends.
For every one of those that we did, we had to take another song and reel it in a little bit.
So it's also a murder mystery, this game. You visit locations to investigate and talk to people, and the main character, Grace, basically has this very meta power. She can get people to be honest, share their deepest feelings through song. So as a composer, how did you work with the game designers as they developed the story?
So yeah, as you can imagine, we would have to have effectively daily conversations in order to figure out, okay, where do we want to put songs? And also, what kind of impact do we want them to have? You know, some songs have huge implications for the narrative because you might be trying to mediate an argument between two characters, and in the end, you're going to have to come down on the side of one or the other, and then that's going to influence where those two characters stand in relation with you for the rest of the game, which means that the subsequent songs might also reflect that, where, oh, well, you pissed off this person, which means they're not even going to be in this scene now. So we have to come up with alternate variations where that character is not there or they are. And to just keep the kind of math of that in our heads, it required a lot of conversations, a lot of trying things, and then going, oh, wait, we just realized we contradicted ourselves from three songs earlier if the player had chosen X.
Yeah, my mind is spinning.
It wasn't easy.
I'm wondering, Austin, what do you hope people experience when they play this game, Austin?
If I had to kind of create a fantasy mental image, it would be that sort of water cooler conversation where two people have played the game and they've had such different experiences that they almost can't believe they played the same game. And one says, oh, I liked how this one scene, this character did that. And the other person said, I didn't ever even see that scene. I didn't even know. How did you get there? What were the steps that you took? And they realize it wasn't just, I picked this thing, but it was this, which begat this, which begat this, which begat this. And that's what led to that scene. And hopefully people kind of organically realize just how stupidly much content there is buried under the hood of the game.
Yeah, which means you could play it so many times and end up in a different place every time.
I mean, depending on how pedantically you want to define what differences entail, because sometimes they are admittedly very subtle, there are, in the maximally pedantic way of looking at it, tens of millions of different versions of the game.
Wow.
In reality, I would say it's hundreds or maybe thousands of really noticeably discrete versions, and then it gets into the millions once you start getting into the more subtle variations of this instrument versus that instrument and that sort of thing.
Austin Wintory is the composer for the brand new video game Stray Gods, the role-playing musical. Thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, an absolute pleasure. I appreciate the chance to talk about it.